Today on Introductions, our guest is 15-year-old cellist Pierre Violant, who is already assistant principal cellist of the Urbana Pops Orchestra and a successful participant of many competitions, including the Music Teachers National Association's Junior Competition, the Gail and Harry Adams Young Artists Concerto Competition, the Arcadia Chamber Music Competition, and much more. He's prepared for us a wonderful program of music by Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, and more, which we'll hear after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 15-year-old cellist Pierre Violant, that's spelled V-I-A-L-L-A-N-T, a student at Central High School in Champaign, Illinois, who studies with both Hans-Jürgen Jensen here in Chicago, actually in Evanston, and with Brandon Vamos in Champaign. He has attended both the Meadowmount School of Music in New York and the Music Institute of Chicago Academy in Evanston, and has won or placed in many different competitions, including the Gail and Harry Adams Young Artists Concerto Competition, the Delta Symphony Young Artists Concerto Competition, the Paducah Symphony Orchestra Young Artists Competition, and many more. We're also welcoming to our studio some special guests today, students from the Suburban Youth Symphony Orchestra, which for the last 3 years has been rebuilding the culture of string playing in the south and southwest suburbs of Chicago. You can learn more about their growing program at syso.net. So welcome to all of you in our studio right now. And thanks to everyone who became a member or renewed their membership to WFMT's Fine Arts Circle during our recent membership drive. That's what allows us to produce live programs such as Introductions. And on this live program, Pierre has some music for us by George Goltermann and Rachmaninoff. But first, he's going to start out with a piece by Beethoven. Well, welcome to WFMT, Pierre. Which Beethoven piece have you prepared for us first?
I'm playing the Opus 5, number 2 sonata.
Mm-hmm. So how did you come across this one?
Well, Mr. Jensen told me it'd be very good to do it, because it really goes well with the piano. Mm-hmm. It's almost like chamber music.
Mm-hmm. So you really have to pay attention to each other when you're performing this. Were there any special challenges you had to overcome in order to prepare this?
Well, rhythms and probably just switching off with who's soloing and who's accompanying.
Mm-hmm. It's also a pretty long piece.
Yeah.
A bit longer than what we're usually used to on this program. What, about 20, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
So did that have any special challenges that came with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really long. It took a while to learn because of its length.
How long have you been learning it?
It's been about 3-4 months.
So your whole house probably has it memorized.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of this sonata?
Probably the beginning, the slow beginning. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the first movement. Mm-hmm. Is probably my favorite part.
Because it's slow or just because of the melody?
Probably because it's slow. It kind of... And then when it picks up into the fast, it's a really good transaction.
A nice variety in one piece. Well, let's hear this Beethoven, and then we're going to talk a little bit more after that. Here's 15-year-old cellist Pierre Violant now in both movements, the Adagio and Rondo of Beethoven's Sonata Opus 5, number 2 in G minor. And Vaughn will be joining him on piano. This is Introductions.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a fantastic performance. We heard 15-year-old cellist Pierre Violant with pianist Anne Vaughn in Beethoven's second sonata for cello and piano, Opus 5 in G minor. We heard that live performed here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. Pierre goes to Central High School in Champaign, Illinois, and studies privately here in Evanston and Northwestern with Hans Jensen, and also back in Champaign with Brandon Vamos. He's the assistant principal of the Urbana Pops Orchestra and has won and placed in many competitions, as we heard a bit earlier on the program. Pierre, you must feel such a great sense of accomplishment after performing that whole sonata.
Yeah.
How you said it took you several months to work on that, which actually seems a lot shorter to me. You must have worked really hard on this piece during those 3 or 4 months. So you spent a lot of time with Beethoven. Mm-hmm. Has learning this piece made you more interested and maybe learning some other works by Beethoven?
Yeah, I mean, like, this is kind of the first piece that I played where we're like, me and the piano are switching off melodies. Because usually, like, the piano is accompanying, I'm like soloing, but in this one we kind of switch it off, and I like that. It was almost like chamber music.
It's a true chamber piece. Mm-hmm. What advice did your teachers give you about performing this sonata?
A lot of rhythms. That was basically a lot of it, because it's not really hard technically, but rhythm, it can get hard with this.
Your rhythm, especially with some of these accent marks, you performed them so decisively, which means you probably practiced them a lot. Yeah. And was there a lot of metronome in your life over the last 4 months?
I mean, I don't like metronome practice that much, but sometimes I had to turn it on.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
And you also produce a really wonderful full sound with your cello. Mm-hmm. I noticed right away. Is that something you had to work on also separately?
Yeah, I mean, getting like the dynamics and the sound is a big part of this.
How long have you and your cello been partnering together?
It's been about a year.
A year? Kind of so a new it's cello. Pretty new cello.
Yeah.
Did it take a while to pick out?
Yeah, it did.
I'm sure you had some great advice from your teachers and your family.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear more music from Pierre in a moment. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. We're currently seeking bands, orchestras, choirs, soloists, and chamber groups for the upcoming spring semester. If you're at all interested in performing, I hope that you'll consider sending your audition very soon, within the next 2 weeks. And we also welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or click on the chime in button on WFMT.com. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Pierre in some music by Rachmaninoff and more. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guest this hour is 15-year-old cellist Pierre Violant, a student at Central High School in Champaign, Illinois, and a member of both the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra and the Urbana Pops Orchestra, where he holds the assistant principal chair. He has studied at both the Meadowmount School in New York and at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy here, and studies with both Hans Jensen and Brandon Vamos. Well, Pierre, you are you hold a big position in the Pops Orchestra in Urbana, but I understand that this is part of a special program where you get to sit next to a professional. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So the principal is a professional cellist, and you sit next to him during rehearsals. Mm-hmm. What's different about performing next to a professional in an orchestra versus performing with other students next to you in the youth symphony?
Well, when you're sitting next to a professional, like, you kind of have the pressure on you, because when you're sitting next to a student, if you mess up, he's really not going to say anything to you. But with a professional, he's probably going to like help you and like criticize you probably, but it helps because
it's a good criticism.
Yeah.
And there's no messing around when you're sitting next to a professional.
Yeah.
So that's good. You're probably learning a lot from that experience. And you also are playing, a very fun repertoire with the Pops Orchestra.
Yeah.
You come from a very musical family.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Well, my aunt is Samin Gnatra, and her husband is Brandon Vamos.
One of your teachers?
Yeah, and they both play in the Pacifica Quartet.
Uh-huh.
And they teach at the University of Illinois.
So is that a little stressful, or are they did they get you interested in the cello?
Well, yeah, they did.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of, it's kind of like when I go over there to their house, like, I, like, always play, like, it's like I get free lessons, too.
Oh, really?
It's an advantage.
So
yeah.
You play when you go over to their house?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not? I'm sure they're able to teach you a lot.
Yeah.
So your aunt and your uncle are members of the Pacifica Quartet. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. And I also like how you have a lot of interests outside of the cello.
Yeah.
Before you talk about those, why do you like the cello so much?
Well, I mean, I just like when I'm like sitting and playing it and like listening to myself,
mm-hmm.
and like performing like this and going places, like that's the reasons.
Because you get to do a lot of fun things with
it.
Yeah,
I get to do a lot of fun things with it.
But, and your other interests include skateboarding.
Yeah, I like to skateboard,
uh-huh.
play basketball, baseball.
Are there any similarities between skateboarding and Beethoven?
I can't think of any.
They can both be very difficult.
Yeah.
That's one similarity. And you also like video games.
Yeah, I play video games.
Now, there must be a lot of similarities between learning a new piece of music and playing a video game.
Yeah, I guess when you first started out, it's mm-hmm. hard, but when you get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm. Especially sight reading.
Yeah, you get, yeah.
It must be a lot of fun. And this brings me back to practicing. When you have a lot of interests, such as you do, I imagine that sometimes the motivation to practice every day can be a little difficult to obtain. Do you find that's true?
Yeah, I mean, like sometimes when I get home, if my friends want to do something, and like I have, because I usually get home and then
mm-hmm.
I practice from like 6 to 9. And if they want to do
something. Every day?
Yeah.
6 to 9 every day.
Mm-hmm. And if they want to do something, like I have to, like I can't just like go outside because then I would totally. So I have to like say I can't.
So if it's a nice day and your friends are going skateboarding, you sometimes have to say no.
Yeah.
But you receive a lot of rewards for practicing.
Yeah, I mean, like doing stuff like this, it all makes up for it.
Uh-huh. So that's what keeps you motivated.
Yeah.
And you have something really cool coming up in February. You're going to New York City?
Yeah, I'll be playing in the National Orange Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
At New York, and we'll get to play at Carnegie Hall, so that'd be a good experience.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's going to be definitely worth all the hours of practice. I'm sure sometimes it's frustrating, but then you get to do a lot of cool things. Well, we're going to end with two shorter pieces for the rest of the program. Mm-hmm. What is the first one you're going to play now?
Goltermann, mm-hmm. Etude Caprice. This is a really fast, it's an etude. And Goltermann wrote a lot of, because he was a cellist, so he wrote a lot of like technical pieces, like mm-hmm. etudes like this.
Yeah. So an etude is usually trying to teach you something or give you practice at a certain technique.
Yeah.
What is this trying to do?
I think this is helping with string crossings, and
uh-huh.
you're kind of really shifting up and down the board.
What's a string crossing?
It's when you're like just crossing really fast from string to string, like that.
Oh, that sounds hard.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds hard, but once you get the hang of it, it's just like
uh-huh.
repetition.
Just got to get the hang of it. So we're going to hear a lot of that in this Etude Caprice by Goltermann. And then we're going to go right into your final piece, which is by Rachmaninoff. Which one is this?
It's Rachmaninoff's Vocalise.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally written for vocals, like for someone to sing. And it's sung with no words and only in one vowel.
Only one vowel?
Yeah.
So how do you try to imitate that on cello?
I mean, trying like just to make sure every precise intonation is pretty hard.
Did you listen to the vocal versions of this on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
So did that help?
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to hear two pretty contrasting pieces now performed by 15-year-old cellist Pierre Vialant with pianist Anne Vaughn. First, the Goltermann Etude Caprice, and then we're going to go right into Rachmaninoff's Vocalise. This is Introductions. We're listening to it live from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you. the gorgeous Vocalese by Rachmaninoff, preceded by George Gulterman's Etude Caprice, performed by 15-year-old cellist Pierre Violant with pianist Anne Vaughn. Thanks so much for preparing this program for us, Pierre. That was both really fun, that first piece, the Etude Caprice, and then, like I said, a very beautiful performance of that vocalese, and the fact that you were able to perform two such contrasting pieces with such confidence was just wonderful and a lot of fun to listen to. It sounds like you were having a lot of fun performing it as well.
Yeah, very fun.
We have a lot of young musicians listening at home, even younger than you, and in the studio right now.
Yeah.
What would you tell them? Why should they keep learning and keep practicing their instruments?
Well, even though, like, when you're practicing, you may not be like the happiest, but when you get like onto the stage and you're like performing, it all makes up for it.
Uh-huh.
Or when you're doing stuff like traveling places, like, it'll all make up one day.
So you have to keep your eyes on the prize and the fun things that can happen to you in the future if you practice.
Yeah.
And what advice would you give someone younger than you about playing music or practicing? What's the most important thing they should remember?
Well, when you're practicing, it's always good to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And for like playing music and starting an instrument, like playing an instrument is a really good thing to do. Because it's like, oh, well, I can also play this. And you can just like pick it up and play it.
Uh-huh.
Even when you get older.
And I'm sure you've developed a very, really great mentoring relationships with your teachers as
well.
Yeah,
that's nice. You meet new people.
And you meet lots of people in the orchestras.
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
Yeah.
So what's your dream gig in the future?
Probably to play a concerto with an orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Would be mine.
Well, I hope that happens for you. You're well on your way, I think.
Yeah.
And to doing that or anything else you want to do with your cello.
Thanks.
And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. And we welcome your comments about this series. Post your comments to our Facebook wall or click on the Chime In button on wfmt.com to send an email. Today, we welcomed students from the Suburban Youth Symphony Orchestra to our audience, which for the last 3 years has been rebuilding the culture of string playing in the south and southwest suburbs of Chicago. You can learn more about their growing program at syso.net. And if you'd like to join our audience, either by yourself or with a group, just contact us via our webpage. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.